It's the same miracle, just done differently. You might get the same miracle as your parents or what you've been praying for something generationally, but it's not going to look the same, and be okay with that.
Beautiful day with my beautiful wife. About to dig into this scrumptious. What did you get?
It's a chocolate croissant.
Oh. And then I got a beef empanada. Yeah.
Beef and chimichurri.
And a white chocolate coconut latte. About to be. It's good. She doesn't like hers. I like mine more.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Okay, can we convince Mark to go back active duty?
No, I'm done with that lifestyle, y'all.
God, but I'm not done with it for you. We could be in Japan.
But
we could be in Germany. We could be in Paris.
Paris.
Hey. We could be in India.
No, we can't. There's no any type of space. So one of the things that I was thinking about this past week for me was my birthday.
It's me.
And got to go to a men's conference, first time in like many, many years. But I'm gonna back up to the birthday piece of it.
That was the rewind.
But I don't know, something I was thinking of is, I guess like, I don't know, mortality?
I think about mortality all the time.
I don't know if that's the word like I wanna use, but.
I also think about morality all the time.
Maybe that's what I meant. Is that what I meant?
No, mortality.
Okay, mortality.
Yeah.
What do you mean by morality then when you said that?
Having morals.
Okay, yeah. Just making sure.
Okay.
I was like, am I off? But, you know, as another year has come around, and for me, this time last year was a hard place. But, so I'm kind of like in this place where I'm, reflecting on everything was like heavy and deep and hard, but at the same time, to fast forward to now,
yeah,
in the present, I'm thankful is really scratching the surface. I think it was like knowing that the Lord was guiding us into a new season, and like, so you have to grieve some things.
Yeah.
But I said that to say, like, I think for me, it's even when you're coming out of the season, you're going into the new, like you said, not just kind of going through the grief. Like, one, have you properly grieved what you're supposed to leave? What's supposed to rhyme, but it happens sometimes. And as you do that, it's the reminder, like, you can, multiple emotions can coexist.
Okay, this hair, though.
Just fix it. You have hands. But I think the biggest thing is that I'm reminded that I think so many times we feel like I can only feel this emotion, you know? And I'm reminded that a multitude of emotions get to exist at the same time. And so to be where I'm at now, just in life generally, I really just think of the song, you know, like gratitude.
Yeah.
You know, I know we've talked about that a lot before, but as I have to say, I don't know where you're at in your life right now. If you're in a great place in your life,
great.
Man, like,
must be nice. How does it feel to be God's favorite?
I mean, we're in a great place too, so I don't know why you're getting all... Don't belittle the greatness. Man, you need to repent, girl. Say you're sorry.
Yeah.
No, for real. If you're in a great place right now, celebrate that. And if you're in a hard place right now, can I just encourage you to keep walking through that?
Yeah.
And know that the Lord sees you. And in the darkest moments, it doesn't feel like it. Like, in the darkest moments, it does not look like it. And that is a scary place to be, because then our feelings, our emotions, though it's very real, it doesn't mean it's true. And so it's a reminder of, so then I guess kind of going back to morality, right? Like the morals piece, like what has permission, or what is your guide or your anchor in the moments of your hardship? Because that has to trump what you feel. Again, it does not mean what you feel doesn't matter. It does not mean that the emotions don't exist. I'm not saying that, but it's.
I was gonna say God like reminded me the other night, I was falling asleep, and he was reminding me like it wasn't in the easy that I healed you, you know? Because looking back, it was in the tough moments. So when I asked for certain things to be taken away, I was still kept in it, but it was in that healing also happened, because I had to change how I was looking at the situation and look at the times that God showed up in those situations, right? And
yeah.
It was through that I received even my healing. It's like, so it was in my tough moments that I even had my healing, because in that the evidence of God was so real and so prominent.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to miss it when you're in the middle of it. But like, if you just keep your eyes open and eyes kind of like, okay, what is really happening right now?
Yeah.
Like, you know, there is like, okay, this is what's happening. It's like when I sent you memes on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I always do, like, I'll tell you, like, watch a different person. Watch the video multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
Watch a different
person.
In the same video, watch, because it's something different you catch on. So, like,
right.
Even in the situation that you're in, like, play that back in your head multiple times, but look at it from a different view every single time.
Look at something different.
Yeah, and see how God has shown up. And that itself is the healing, knowing that He is there for you and He is for you. And He's just not going to abandon you.
Okay, so you said something that triggered a thought that I heard at the men's summit this past weekend. And it was actually during transition. It wasn't like even one of the main messages.
Hey, my shoes are here.
Oh, nice. we like sneaks, fam. So like they came in. They came in. So I don't know. We ain't going to do unboxing videos. That's not what our channel is about. but we do like sneaks.
Yeah.
So if y'all like some things, like y'all can DM us, put in the comments of like what it is you like if you're a sneakerhead. But no, when you're talking about growth, something one of the guys said was when it came out, he's talking about you know, how Jesus fed the 5,000, you know, with the fishes and bread and all that good stuff. But we've heard that story so many times. But something that he said was he focused on the question that Jesus asked the disciples, which is, what do you have? You know?
Mm.
It said, 5 loaves and 2 fish. And of course they are able to multiply and it feeds 5,000. And actually it says men, you know, so really it fed 15,000 men and their families. And at that time they would have had, you know, at least a wife and a child. So you're looking at anywhere 15 to 20,000.
Unless it was Solomon, then there were multiple wives.
That's true. But one of the things that he talked about is what made the miracle, like what made the five feeding the 5,000 so big, is that it started with the 5 and the 2, right? And his point was, when Jesus said, what do you have? He said it was a question of perspective. And here was his point. Perspective has, kind of going with what you said about that video analogy, you know, watch the same thing over and over again. Perspective has a way of helping you identify where you really are.
Yeah.
And here's why this is important. If you don't know where you are, you're going to miss it when you've actually grown.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you don't, we celebrate the 5,000 because it came from 5 loaves and 2 fish.
And I'm really sorry if I look distracted. There's a lot happening.
There is. We're so you. See? Oh yeah, prom weekend. I don't know if you guys see. Yeah, you can kind of see. So Jimmy's also a people watcher. Should like turn like this, give him the background over here. It gets a reminder that the growth is being able to identify accurately where you are.
Yeah.
So when you have a moment, you're like, man, I get it. Like, you probably feel the same as us, where you have that moment, you go, man, I should be at this point in my life. I should be healed at this point in my life, or I should have this promotion. I should be living like this in my life. And the reality is, when have you actually stopped to slow down and go, in comparison to where you were, you've actually probably grown. And if you don't celebrate the fact that you have taken that next step, you know, just a little more, then you miss out on the perspective in the reality that actually God not only has been there with you the whole time, but He's actually brought a form of healing and growth in you. So
Yeah.
Like, I'm constantly reminded that you can be healed with what you have, you know, and it's never, there's certain parts of my life.
You can be healed with what you have. That's good.
Like, it wasn't with EMDR that I got healed from certain traumas of my life. It wasn't through talk therapy, you know, they're like, and I even said that to my counselor. I'm just all like, I think a lot of my healing even came outside of counseling. Like, I think it was a good avenue to open the door, but like, because I'll take breaks in between counseling sessions, you know, like I'll go for like a year and a half, 2 years straight, and I'll take a few months off. And I feel like it wasn't that few months off sometimes that even God has really worked and healed and like changed my perspective, you know? Mm. And the situation didn't ever change, but he just showed me like, hey, this is what you have, and this is how I've been present through it all, you know? So like, you can be healed with what you have. You don't have to have what your neighbor has. You don't have to have the, you know, a mindset coach, a life coach, a career coach. Like, you know, you're like, oh, I don't have the money. You don't have to. You have God. You know, and he is more than able. And I think it's just crying out and asking God, like, hey, God, like, this is where I am. There, even to this day, like, there are certain things I will, like, in the middle of the night, stay awake and cry out and ask God for. And I 100% believe that I will get it. Like, now it may not be on my timeline, but I know it's coming.
Yeah.
You know, so just know that you have what it takes to be healed.
Yeah. Oh, man, come on, boo. It's good. Look at that shot in the back.
Oh, you're not looking above you.
The water's nice, too.
No, try to recover. No, it's too late. It's too late.
And so something that you did say, because you said perspective, right? I feel like maybe that's kind of like maybe the theme of what we're talking about today. But yesterday, last night, Tim Ross was the closing speaker.
Who's that?
And you can stop it. We've mentioned him so many times. Shout out again to the basement. We do not know this guy, but follow this dude. He's awesome. But Tim Ross was the closing speaker. And so he titled the message, Get Your Feet Wet, you know, but he basically preached out of Joshua 3. And for those who don't know, in Joshua 3 is when Joshua splits the Jordan River so that they can enter into the promised land. Right. Of course, you guys know the story of Moses. Shout out to Prince of Egypt. Shout out to, I think it's the Ten Commandments. That's the original one, 1956. Yeah. Right. But you guys know the story of Moses. Okay.
I was going to say with Hugh Hefner, but that's not true.
Hugh Hefner, the guy from Playboy?
I know, something Lester. Wow. Hugh something.
But needs to say, here's the thing about Joshua. Joshua was one of two people from the original children of Israel that not only was part of the deliverance from Egypt, but Joshua basically, he was one of the two people that got to see the 10 plagues take place. And then he got to see Moses split the Red Sea and all that good stuff. But you know, of course, when God splits the Red Sea with Moses, Moses, all he does is just raise up his hand using his staff. And of course, the scripture says that they walk through dry ground, and it basically, you're just seeing the water being held off like walls. But in Joshua chapter 3 reminds you, outside of him, Caleb was the only other individual of the original Israelites that got to enter into the promised land. And in Joshua 3, it says that they had to carry the Ark of the Covenant, and they had to step in the water in order for the rivers to, you know, split. Or excuse me, for the water, the part in the river, right? And the text says in verse 14 through 16, it says that the waters backed up to a city called Adam near another town. It starts with a Z, which I cannot remember.
Zurich.
I think Zeppelin or something like that.
Zurich sounds better.
Zurich. It sounds like Zyrtec, like a medicine or something you use, but sure. But it backs up to a town called Adam. And here's the part that blew me away when he was talking through it, is that the waters backed up from, for context, it was 20 miles long. So when Joshua, who's leading the Israelites, the moment they step foot in the water, the waters depart, they split, and it backs up 20 miles from where they were at. Mm-hmm. So you can't even see that far, you know, past the horizon. And so all that being said, even what you were talking about earlier with the whole perspective thing, it's interesting how God is delivering the same people, the same God, delivering the same people to the same place, but the motive, and excuse me, not the motive, the how he goes about it, the deliverance, the way is completely different. You know, the first time he splits it, you can see the water. The second time he splits it, but you can't even see it. Yeah. It goes back miles back. And not only that, Moses, all he had to do was just raise up his hand with his staff.
Yeah.
But Joshua, he tells him, I need you to step into the water. And so I say that to say, like, as we're just kind of talking through, like, the whole going from one season to another, is it possible that you might be missing out on going into your next season, whatever it is that looks like from the Lord, because you are so used to how God did it one way?
Mm.
And it's like, we can miss out on that.
Yeah.
Because, like, well, I saw God do it this way.
Yeah.
And not only that, I saw him do it this way with my dad.
Yeah.
You know, or my mom.
Yeah.
I saw him do it this way with my family, or with my brother or my sister. I saw him do it this way with my friends. I saw him do it this way generations ago. I mean, Moses was literally in the same time frame as Joshua. Like, Joshua got to see it. So it's not like Joshua was that far removed from Moses. You know, but it was such a, like, I knew that Joshua parted the Jordan River, but
Jordan?
Huh?
Was it Jordan?
Yeah, pretty sure it was Jordan. Now you made me look up the text. Is there anything you want to add while I... Well,
I was gonna say that's one of the biggest, like, downfall I see in, like, mature Christians, is they're always talking about what God did for their parents, mm-hmm. and, like,
yep, Jordan River,
never for themselves, like, you know,
like
when, like,
follow faith.
Yeah, like when I giving a testimony, I hope I'm saying, like, this is what God did for Mark and I, not this is what God did for my Amachi and my Apachin and my, you know, parents or whatever. Like,
yeah.
So I see that a lot, like, in Christian faith, where the example is always their parents and never themselves.
Mm, dang. So, like, the importance, essentially what you're saying is I can be inspired by my parents or my family's faith.
Yeah.
But I can't live the rest of my life on someone else's.
Right.
Like, I have to have it for myself.
At some point, God's going to have to do it for you, too.
Right.
You know, it may not be the same.
Or I have to say yes to him so that he can do it for me, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And it may not be the same as what he did for your parents. Like, how he parted the Red River. That's in Tennessee. The Red Sea and the Jordan River.
You're probably thinking of Jordan River, Red Sea.
Yeah.
I got you.
And so, it's the same miracle, just done differently.
Ooh.
Right,
yeah.
So you might get the same miracle as your parents or what you've been praying for, something generationally, but it's not gonna look the same, and be okay with that.
Mm.
Like, you don't be like, well, God, he got to see all the cool marine life and I didn't. So just for context, guys, like, if you're our Tennessee friends, the context of the Jordan River parting and, like, departing, it's like from the Kentucky borderline all the way to Ashland City. So that's how much it parted.
Yeah.
It is part. It is comparable to from the south side of Fort Worth to the north side of Fort Worth.
Yeah.
It's in, like, something being parted and it goes that far. Like, you don't even see the water. And I'm not even, like, in it. Because I think in our mind, we make up this little creek. It's not a creek. It's a straight up river.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just even having context to that.
Well, and the, you know, as you're saying it, like, God wants to move so powerfully in our lives that he wants to literally push it out of our peripheral.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't even want us to see it. Like, with the splitting of the Red Sea, God is still holding up the waters. He's still clearing a path so that he can deliver his people. But you can see it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's still deliverance.
Yeah.
You know? But it's like, man, and Joshua, like, what if he wants to move so powerfully?
Yeah.
You don't even get to see it. The same miracle, but different method and different path.
Again, he can use what you have.
Facts. And not only that, it's in order for that to happen, though, we have to do our part. And what I mean by that is Joshua stayed faithful to God the Father.
Yeah.
So it's I can't expect God to do something in me, with me, and through me if I'm not going to keep my eyes fixed on him. Like, if my heart is not reflective of him and what he wants for me, then it's like, why wouldn't he want to use me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he's eager to use people who are diligently seeking him, especially when we're not making it about us, we're making it about him and his people. You know, some reason. What? What? Ah! Hey fam, I don't do bees or wasps or hornets. We're gonna walk towards the Omni and we'll catch you guys there. All right, a little break from serious talk. What's your favorite part about living in a city such as this?
My favorite thing has been over there.
Mm-hmm.
The people and the energy.
Mm.
The people, and like, you know how people are just like, I hate being. It's funny because I'm an outgoing introvert. So technically, like, giving a lot, like, drains me.
Yeah.
But there's just something about being in the center of the city that energizes me like none other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that. I want to show you guys what we're looking at right now. Come on. It's gorgeous. Beautiful shot, beautiful view. Beautiful people. Again, if you're in the Fort Worth area, come on out to the Water Gardens. And it's best part is free 99, fam. Like,
except for parking.
That's true. That's true. Okay, so you gotta pay for parking. $11.99. At least that's what I had to pay. No, I agree. I love city life. By the way, like, are you all city people? Or are you like rural people, or are you like country people?
Here's my ideal. Okay, so we live near the city,
yeah,
but like a 10-minute drive away from the city,
yeah,
but having tons of land.
I'm not opposed to that. Yeah, I feel that. I'm not opposed because I'm with you. Like, I love city life. City life is like my bread and butter. But at the same time, I'm with you. I would not mind like retreating to a home that has land and. You know, that is a massive dog. Let's see if I can get the shot in. But no, I'm with you. I agree. That would be pretty, pretty dope and amazing. Beautiful Omni Hotel right here. Celebrating mi madre's birthday. And by mi madre, her madre, but also still mi madre. I don't know why I'm calling her madre. She's not Hispanic. She's Indian.
She looks Hispanic.
That's true. I mean, y'all. People come up to y'all like religiously, start speaking to you guys in Spanish. My favorite is when you say, I don't speak Spanish. And they go, and why not? She goes, because I'm Indian. Ending our day. Beautiful day. Just want to show y'all this. So I do love the sunset. Come on. That's beautiful, right? Beautiful day. So. It's been good. Hope y'all enjoyed our vlog. But yeah, good day?
Good day.
Yeah. Great day. Beautiful day. Oh, look at that. Another sunset. Sunset shot.
And we're back. Open scene.
So, I did have one more thought as we were talking about perspective.
Keep it thinking, man.
I do be thinking. And when I think, I want to capture it in Mung's way, not want it to go away. This past week, actually since last week, Matthew 22 is known as when Jesus gives the greatest commandment. And many of you know it. You know, the context is the Pharisees are actually trying to trap him once again. But of course, they ask him, what is the greatest commandment? Of course, he says, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and love your neighbor. The second is equally as important, love your neighbor as yourself. This can be summed up into commandments. And so, I've been marinating on that because we think about the first one, which says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. Let's forget about the rest of it. I personally have been challenged where, no, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah. I personally have been challenged where I'm asking myself, do I really love, it says love the Lord your God, that's how he says it. do I really love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my mind, and all my soul? And I really just want to bring that same question to you. Seriously, like, do you really love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul? And he's actually using the same language that God the Father used with Moses in Exodus. Like in Exodus 20, before God gives Moses the Ten Commandments, he says, I'm the Lord your God. To say your is relational. One of the greatest compliments, someone came up to me and they said, you may not have been the lead pastor, but you are my pastor. That got me so emotional. Because she was claiming me, you know? And so when I hear God tell Moses, I'm the Lord your God, he's saying, I belong to you, you belong to me. And Jesus is really saying the same thing. He's saying, do you love the Lord your God, your Heavenly Father, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind? So just making me go, what does it look like for me to actually love the Lord my God with all my heart? So like even this past week in worship, if I hear a song that doesn't give me the feels, I've been lifting my hand anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to show the Lord my God that I love him with my whole heart. I want to show him that I love him with my whole mind, with my whole soul. And here's where I'm going with it. Jesus tells us to love people. Let's be real. It's easy to love people that we love. How do you love people, though, that you don't care about? Because they piss you off. Maybe they have a different political stance. Maybe they don't think like you. Maybe they don't talk like you. Maybe it's a different cultural background, whatever your struggle is. And you get to struggle with that. However, your ability to love people is tied to your ability to love God. So it's just reminding me that if I want to do a better job when I think through the people that I do struggle with to love, then really it's not so much about my inability to love people, and it's actually more about my ability to love the Lord, my God. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind. Because here's the thing, babe. It's very hard for me to be in God's Word and to turn on a danger. It's very hard for me to be in full out worship and have this encounter with God and then turn around and not serve. It's very hard for me to be very, very still with the Lord, have total awareness of His presence, and then not be kind and demonstrate the love of Christ.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, instead of me thinking, well, I gotta love people, it's if I just love God with all my heart, with all my mind, and all my soul, me loving people is just gonna be an overflow of that.
Yeah. It's kind of like when you go to a Mexican restaurant, it is hard to come out of there without smelling like fajitas. I know, like, that's such a weird...
No, it's good.
But when you've been around it so much, that it literally permeates into you. You know,
the aroma.
Yeah, it's on your hair, it's on your clothes, like, you know, you'll random... Or even, like, when you go to a barbecue joint.
Yeah.
You know, like, you start smelling like woody. Mm. So it's hard to be around something and not... that thing.
Yeah.
And that goes with both good ways and bad ways. Like, you know, like if you work with turmeric a lot, it is hard not to be stained by turmeric.
Yeah.
You know, you can, like, I cooked the other day and I used a little bit of turmeric and it like spilled over and it's like already stained our counter.
Mm.
You know, mm-hmm. Just being in close proximity just for a little while, because I cleaned up almost immediately. But it was like that encounter. So when you constantly have encounters, it's hard to be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm still unchanged.
Yeah. So. No, that's good. I even think about, like, the example that's come to mind for me is the military.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there are certain habits and disciplines I've acquired because of the Army. But I didn't implement those habits and disciplines and then join the Army.
Yeah.
I said yes to the Army. Because I said yes to the Army, I've gone through schools, I've gone through trainings, I've been in certain assignments. What happens? Because I've just been around it, whether it's from sergeants to officers, even including my peers, I just think differently.
Yeah.
I behave differently. I have a different, not just skill set, but mindset. Now, even though I'm only in the reserves, which is 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year, those are still elements and aspects I carry with me in everyday life.
Yeah.
But my point is, I don't have to think about it anymore. Like, there's certain disciplines, and how, even when I pack, I mean, you make fun of me in a fun way about it. Like, when we pack and go on vacations, I pack because those are certain things I just learned from the Army, and I just translate over.
Yeah.
But my point is, I don't even force it. It just happens.
The way you pack, yeah.
Correct. But it's because I've just dwelt in the Army. I've just been in the Army. I've just been surrounded in the Army. And because of it, I now have skill sets, disciplines, mindsets, and habits that's just been an overflow of it. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So what if we stopped? It's not that we don't do things for people. It's not that we don't perform or behave. But the difference is, I've just spent so much time with the Lord that now I work from my faith and not for it.
Right.
And that's what I'm inviting you to do. What does it look like for you to, you don't have to perform to God. You don't have to behave or act. By the way, you can't. That's why Jesus came and died. Like, he did it because we couldn't do it. But as we say yes to him, if I just increase my being, my dwelling, my time, by loving the Lord, my God, with all my heart, mind, and soul, I'm going to love my neighbor as myself. And so I just, that was the additional thought for today's theme of perspective, I guess. You know, just get your eyes back on Jesus. Hebrews 12. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus as we run the race that's set before us, because he is the author and finisher and founder and perfecter of your faith. Go back and read Hebrews 12 on your own. That will for sure give you perspective. But if you keep your eyes on Jesus and love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul, everything, my marriage is going to be a fruit of my time with the Lord. Like, how you parent is going to be a fruit of your time with the Lord. How you are in your job, how you treat your friends, how you treat the people that you don't like. It's all this is going to overflow. So do less and be more, because when you be more, you're going to do more.
And don't do you, because you is kind of trippy.
I like that. I like that. That's all I got. Good day.
Well, I hope you enjoy our hodgepodge of a vlogcast. Bye-bye.
Hey, do me a favor. If you enjoyed this, share it with somebody. Seriously. If this added any value to you, if there was any benefit to this, and what do you think of this style? We're changing it up, just trying some new things. But comment below your takeaway, comment below some of your thoughts, and let us know just how you enjoy this. But again, share this. That's actually the greatest gift you can do, is you can share this or any other episode with your friends, family. Love you, and let us know what questions that you guys have that you might want us to answer. Could be fun ones, doesn't have to be deep ones, it can be some fun ones, and we would love to hear from you. All right, and we will catch you guys on the next one. Peace.